Okay, so the next order of business is to get the delete functionality working. So when you're on this view edit page, the last button over here on the right is the delete button, the garbage can. Now, we don't want to just immediately delete. We need to confirm because you can accidentally click something on a phone. These buttons are awfully small. So we're going to pop up a little canvas dialog like we demonstrated on day two or three, I forget which. And it's going to ask, are you sure you want to delete? There'll be two buttons, a cancel button and a delete button. If the user hits the cancel button, we'll just back out of this and there'll be no repercussions. If they click the delete button, then we're going to need to delete the file and then return back to the main page.xaml. So to get started, we're going to need to write some XAML. And what we're going to do is start with the creating the canvas. And so this is a little bit of trial and error because we're going to have to give it a name, first of all. We're going to call it confirm dialog. And I want to, we'll set its background color to red. I know that much. And now we just need to start working with the positioning. We're going to want to set the horizontal alignment equal to the left and the vertical alignment to the top. And then we're going to need to set the margins. And for right now, I'll just go 50, 50, 0, 0. And we'll come back to that one probably. And so then I need to set, whoops, it's margin. We'll set the width and the height. So width, I'll set it to like 300 for starters, and height equal to 300. And that probably is all I need to do at the moment. Let's see what we come up with. All right, not bad for our first pass. Let's go with 400 on the width. Nope, that's too much. Let's go with 350 on the width. Okay, that's better. And the height, that's not bad. I want to move down though, so I'm thinking about the margins. So this is left, top, right, bottom. So I want to change this from 50 to like 100, and that puts it a little more centered. That's nice. Okay. And then we're going to do this canvas like that, because we're going to put some things inside of here. The first thing we're going to put is a text block, and we want the. We'll set the text equal to "Are you sure?" Whoops, you want to delete this note? Then we will set. Well, I'm going to set the width equal to 330, I think, because we'll give like 10 pixels on the left and 10 pixels on the right, and it's 350 total. So then this would be. Would work. Okay, great. Then let's move on to the height of this. I don't know, 75 maybe. Text wrapping. We're going to set that to wrap always. We're going to set the well, the canvas left and top. The canvas left is 10. The canvas top will be 10. And let's see where this gets us. Okay, not bad. Text is a little small. It might be fine on a phone, but right now it's looking small to me, so I'm gonna add font size to the mix. And I'll set it to like 20. See what that does. Did it make any improvement? 22 maybe? Oh, there we go. That's a little bit better. Okay. It might be big on the phone. We could, once I get a phone device and hook up the application to it, it'll help me understand what's readable and what's not. But for the moment, we're just gonna work in the emulator. All right, so then the next thing I need are two buttons. So we'll call one of them our cancel button. And so we'll need to set its left to like 10, and then its canvas dot right, whoops, top. That's going to be tricky. Let's set it to, well, we're already 75 height on this, so. Let's just go double on that, 150. And we'll need probably the, well, I think it's actually on a button, it's the content property. So cancel. And let's see where that gets us. Okay, not bad. Maybe we'll get the other one set up real quick. So let's call this one delete button canvas.left equals. So this is going, we didn't really set a width here on the previous button, so it's going to be difficult to figure out how big we're supposed to make this. Set that to 150. That didn't really do much for us. Maybe 200? Huh. Okay. Well, we'll make it work for now. So the left, let's go, I don't know, 220, I guess. And then the canvas top, we'll set that to the same as that one, 150. And we'll go width equals 200 until somebody tells us we shouldn't. And then for the content, we'll set that equal to delete. And let's see where that gets us. Whoa! Got a redraw there. So now we've got some issues. Let's come back here. I think that's way too big. Let's back that off to 150. Let's back this one off to 150. All right, and then we're going to need to move this one way over, like 170. 70. Let's see where that puts it. A little bit more here than here, so I think let's just pop that up to 180. A little bit better. Okay. So just playing around with the XAML to get it kind of looking right. I guess the other thing we're going to need to do is create a click event, and I'll go ahead and just accept whatever they give me here. Okay. Cancel button, delete button, click. Great. Okay. So I think that pretty much gets us what we need in terms of the XAML. Spent a lot of time on that, but you know, when you're working with the canvas and you're trying to position everything absolutely on it, it's a little bit difficult. So let's move on then. What we want to do is set the visibility of this by default. Did we already do that? No. Let's set the visibility equal to collapsed by default. And then when we get into our delete button, so somebody clicks the delete button on the app bar, then we want to put the confirm dialog.visibility, we'll set it equal to visible. Okay, now when somebody clicks on the cancel button, then we're going to just set the visibility back equal to collapsed. Okay, so let's just test this much so far and see what we have before we move on to the more difficult part of it. All right, so we pop up. Are you sure you want to delete this note? Let's hit cancel. Okay, so that much works. Now we need to move on to the harder of the two, which is to actually implement the deletion. Now, actually, the more I think about this, it's not going to be that hard. And we've already got the navigate back written, and that's going to be one of the pieces that we're going to need to call at the very end. So now it's just a matter of, here, I'm going to copy this line because we're going to need to work with the isolated storage. And then app storage dot delete file. And then I think we have the file name. I think that's sitting here because we made it a member of the class. So now we can access it here. And that's, I think, all it's going to take. So let's go ahead and run it now and see if indeed this is going to work. Okay, so here we go. I'm going to click that. Are you sure you want to delete this note? Delete. And here we are back in our main page.xaml, and we have no notes left. So I think that worked. Okay, pretty successful. I guess in the next video, what we'll want to do then, I think we finished a lot of the functionality here. We're going to want to implement the help button. And then also we need to give thought to state. So when you're in the middle of and you're in the middle of typing in a note and you click the start button and then you come back to the application, what happens? Right now you lose it, but we want to implement some of that tombstoning feature, the functionality that we talked about, saving things into the isolated storage settings, and we'll work on that. So they'll be the next two big tasks. We'll tackle the help screen. If you recall, when we demoed the video originally, it had a little white canvas that popped up. So that'll be simple to implement. We'll see you in the next video. Thank you.